Happy Wednesday, Adelaide. Welcome to the Rush Hour. We're here till 6 o'clock. We're going to catch up with Port Adelaide superstar Aaliyah Lear. And Jay Clark will join us about Jason Horne-Francis, about his future regarding AFL football. But I know the future of this team.
What's that?
Bernie Vince, hello to you.
Hello, Jazz.
Greg Blewett, I welcome you.
G'day, Jazz.
Emma G, good afternoon.
What's Hi, our, thanks, Jazz.
What's our future? I'm more interested in that.
Bright.
Is that, geez, we're delving in deep, aren't we?
How was your day? Loves?
Very good. I played some pretty ordinary golf, but it was unbelievable. It's Wednesday. So I can't just get to
stay home with Catherine and the
I'm
boys.
I'm saying 33 points. That's not bad.
Not bad, but not after I won on Saturday.
Oh, now you want to win medals like every time you play.
You're dishevelled. You're bloody got a beard. You're wearing terrible clothes and you play it.
I'll tell you what, it was beautiful.
It was a beautiful day.
I had my shorts and shirt on.
Did you?
Just
you have your little hairy legs out?
Lapping it up before the... there's a bit of rain on the way, isn't there?
There is.
Yeah.
There is. Burn, your day today? You've been busy?
Yep. Went for a run today. First
Did
time
you?
For a while. Nearly died. I was at the end, a halfway mark. I thought, well, I'm not going to get back. Always run away from the house. Yep. So you can't, you have to run back.
Yes.
When you turn to come back, did you stop for a little while or not?
Nah.
No, you don't stop.
No, I was hurting.
You don't stop.
I was hurting though. Mm. I felt like I was going to spew almost.
Did you?
Oh, no, it was bad. I need to get back into it.
How many Ks?
I do 5 Ks.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll try and average about 4 minutes 30.
We've got lots to get through the next couple of hours. We want to take your phone calls. 1-3-3-5-3.
Did the edges of the lawn? I'm finished yet.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
Anything else?
Yeah, nice.
Did the edges of the lawn? Yeah. That's about it.
Well, we're going to talk about that at 5 o'clock.
What?
What
chores
we
lawn?
Do? What we chores we do at home?
Yeah.
Are we?
Mm. How long have you got?
I beg your pardon?
Mine. Jeez.
Yeah.
Getting whipped there, sister.
We've got Aaliyah Lear, as I mentioned. Now, I've got to obviously have a bit of space to talk about an issue that's going on
right
from outside the studio. Oh, so we need to do that. We've got $1,000 to give away. And, you've done the questions.
Oh, well, you asked me to do the questions.
You've done the questions.
Well, as a committed member of this team, you asked me to do the questions yesterday. So I said, all right, I'll do the questions.
And there's a G spot. Up there. That came out right.
Did not come out right.
Emma G's spot.
I'd like to test your knowledge. I'm going to see if you guys are smarter than a third grader taking on the NAP plan this week.
No.
So I've got some of the questions and we'll test your knowledge.
Well, give us an example of like where we're heading. Is
pretty
it like
simple.
10 plus 10? That sort of
jazz. A little bit more challenging, but I've got numbers and English, which we know you're really good at, jazz.
Your two strength areas, jazz.
Okay,
numbers and English.
Aaliyah Lear will join us from the Port Adelaide Footy Club for the first time this year.
Nice. You said that.
Towards centre wing, Lear up high, takes the mark.
Set mark number 10 for Aaliyah.
Port Adelaide's Aaliyah Lear.
Well, chaps, let's just wrap our arms around this young superstar down at Port Adelaide. He joins the Rush Hour for the first time. Good afternoon, Aaliyah Lear. Welcome to the Rush Hour. This is the global show you've been waiting to get on.
thank you. Thank you very much. It's good to be on the show.
Yes. Oh, no, that seems really genuine.
That's the boy. That's the boy. We thank you for your time. We know you're a busy man. Now, just quickly, off the top, what's your favourite band? What music do you love listening to?
My favourite band, just off top of the head. I don't know if I have a favourite band. I'm sort of the guy that just listens to what's kind of trending at the moment, to be honest.
What's trending, Aaliyah Lear?
Spice Girls?
Triple M.
not Spice Girls at the moment.
In excess.
A little stitch up there.
In excess, I've heard.
Spice Girls are all right.
So, Aaliyah Lear, what's trending? What music? So I'll start to get, I'll listen to it tonight at home in my dressing gown.
Oh, what? There's a new album from Future. I don't know if you listen to much rap these days.
Yeah, he's a rapper.
But there's a new rap song that's out at the moment, so I'm listening to that.
Cool.
And then besides that, it's just whatever, you know. Dan Houston's usually the one in the gym that's got the music on for us, so whatever he's got going on, that's what we're listening to.
Dan Houston wouldn't have picked that. He just looks like the boring, you know, music sort of style bloke. But anyway, that's what I'm like. Hey, big question. Charlie Dixon, does he come back in this week?
Oh, we've got our training tomorrow, so I think if he gets through that, then I'll look for him to come in the team straight away if I had the choice. But there's a few things he's got to do and full cover with the medical staff and the coaches. But if it was up to me, then I'll be happy to have him on the team, to be honest. But I think we'll find out tomorrow.
And James Fantasia? James Fantasia was a recruiting manager at Adelaide when I got drafted.
Was Norwood CEO, James Fantasia, is it?
Yeah.
Arazio.
Is he back?
Arazio. I think he's back next week, from what I've heard. I think he'll play next week, I think.
Hey, Ilya, I want to know about your coach, Kenny Hinckley, because it's fair to say, I reckon a lot of your supporters might have been off Kenny at the start of the year with the start that you had, but how's he been? You obviously turned your form around the last 3 weeks, but how was he through that period where you were losing?
Yeah, he's a very positive coach. He's been good for us. I mean, obviously, the season hasn't started the way we want to start it, and, you know, in the four walls, he's been very positive. You know, and it's just probably just us tweaking a little things that we need to tweak within our game plan. But he hasn't, you know, we backed him from the start, and we've always loved him. So he's always been positive, with particularly myself. So obviously, like the stuff that you hear from outside, like, you know, it doesn't really affect us as a group. So we just had to keep going what we were doing.
He's remained incredibly calm especially in the press conferences. Has he been like that behind closed doors? Has he giving you a rip every now and then? He seems very calm.
He's been very calm, Kenny. Just because he knows, because some of the games we lost, most of them were being up in the fourth quarter and then sort of just losing it towards the end. But I think by that Hawthorn game where we just didn't play too well. So we've been in games and just sort of let it get away. So I think he's been pretty positive in that aspect of the game.
One of the good news stories from your team this year has been Todd Marshall. His last 3 weeks have been sensational, clanking a few up forward, and looks like he's finding his feet at the level.
Yeah, he is, and I'm extremely proud of the way he's been playing. You know, particularly his last 3 or 4 weeks, just going for his mark and kicking his goal. Even Finlayson, the way they've been playing up forward, I think it's starting to work together pretty well now, and it's only going to get better for the team.
Chatting with Port Adelaide key defender Alia. Now, mate, you're playing the North Melbourne Football Club. Don't you dare swagger over there down there at Tassie, where it's very cold, and just think it's going to happen, mate, because sometimes these games bite you on the bum if you're not switched on, young man.
Charles, Port's got the bye this week. Let's be honest.
No one's talking about that. You know, we know what we got to do. You know, we had a good training session yesterday, and another one tomorrow. And you know, we're gonna go out there preparing, you know, to get a good win over there. So it's gonna be a tough battle. So
yeah, Alia, I want to delve into your background a little bit. Born in Kenya, come out to Australia, I think to Brisbane, was it? What got you into AFL football, especially being in Brisbane?
I don't know. I was just one of those guys who just wanted to. I've always loved sport, and you know, a mate of mine was, you know, playing AFL and just wanted me to have a go, and for some reason, sort of, you know, just said yes to him and had no idea what it was. Like, coming, you know, obviously from Africa, my background was only soccer, so I had no idea what I was doing. And I think it was one of the coaches just sort of said, "Oh, look, you don't have to play if you don't want to play, but you know, watch a game on the weekend, and if you like it, come back on Monday to training, and if you don't show up." And I think it was a game where Nick Nat took a big hanger, and I just sort of caught my eye and said, "Oh, this could be the game for me." So I think that's what sort of got me on board with AFL.
Alia, when you go to Adelaide Oval, there's a couple of cricket statues down there. Jason Gillespie's one. Darren Lehman. Do you know who Greg Blewett is?
No, I'm not a big cricket person. I wouldn't know.
He doesn't know who you are.
That's the only sport I haven't really gotten into. I'm sorry.
You're missing out, Ilya, because that is a proper global sport.
Yeah, tell him who you are. Sell yourself.
Tell him
bit.
Who you are.
No, all he can just sell Google yourself. Google Greg.
No, he doesn't have the time.
He's got no time.
Well, there's a if you look if you go underneath the members they call it a Hall of Fame.
No, they don't.
I dominate the Hall of Fame down there.
No, they don't.
They ripped that poster. Yeah, I saw it in the bin.
I'll do that this week, and then next time I come back in the show, I'll have some homework done for you guys.
I look forward to that.
Mate, really enjoy having a chat with you, mate. You're an absolute star and you're great for the game. And before we say goodbye, I'm going to go into your little rap world. Here's one of my favourite songs.
No.
Can you sing this, mate?
Yeah, I can sing it.
Go. There you go. Go. Hey, enjoy your flight down to Tassie. All right, hold on for your dear life because it gets windy. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
What a superstar. Aliyah Lear for the Port Adelaide Footy Club.
Even,
that's a good song,
even you would know the words of that song.
It's one of the best rappers of all time.
This is the Rush Hour.
Diggy, 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 diggy,
diggy, diggy, diggy, diggy, diggy, diggy, diggy, diggy,
diggy, diggy, diggy, diggy.
There's one story that's been getting around that's basically upset me again.
Why are you looking at me?
Well, because it's about you.
Oh.
And we need to talk about this once you hear this audio. And Greg, I need you to come in and say something instead of sitting on the cricket fence. Now, this was, I don't know if you got ambushed, Boom Boom, but I did hear this over the weekend, not from the Chunkheads in Dead Set Legends, but this is from one of the main callers of Australian Rules Football. This is what he had to say about you.
Now, we don't have you for long, Brian, but I do need a touch on Bernie Vince. I need you to talk us through how you think he's performing on TV more than radio.
Nah, Bernie should give it away immediately. he's not what I thought he was, Bernie. All he does is laugh at JB's jokes, and they're not funny. And, you know, JB writes all his stuff for him, and he's just full of crap, Bernie. He just bludges off everyone. And now I'm disappointed in Bernard, but special comments, he's been sort of okay, but soft.
Real later. Sounds like a real brown noser too, BT, behind the scenes from what you're describing there. Not only that, though, calling over the top of the callers.
Yeah, come on.
He's messed up everyone's highlights. And he's JB's little PA, you know, that's the way we sort of view it. He's the PA to JB because, you know, he's just got that in his makeup. He's a little PA sort of operator. And that's where he's at, I think. I think he'll end up administration.
HR or something like that. Ferg and Tomo.
Yeah, brown nose. Where is Ferg?
So how what happened when you heard that and it got back to you? I was shattered for you.
Well, I was listening to it, actually.
You're not JB's PA.
I replayed it on the rub. But then I was driving home from the game.
Yeah.
Because we did the Saturday afternoon game at the MCG, Richmond and Collingwood.
Yes, Ben.
And as I was driving, the next game started, the Giants and Geelong, and I didn't think too much of it. No. I was just listening away, and then BT had this to say.
Bernie Vince, if you're driving home, I apologise for my words on radio this morning. Didn't mean any of that, Bernie. Just they're winding me up, and I couldn't help myself.
Didn't take too kindly to that, did Bernard?
No, he dirtied up a bit.
Filthy right up.
No, it was nothing in it, Bernard. Please, it was actually wasn't me. So
he had the right of reply in the Nuff Nuff file too. He absolutely
did. He get me
double barreled.
No, good on you, Bernard.
Bernard. Now I'm led to believe Uncle Chris and Farmer Tim made a call to BT as he was going to the ground.
Must have.
And told him straight out, apologise or all hell will break loose in the Vince family.
I got some heavy hitters to make a couple of calls. And it's amazing how when the calls happen, the apologies start coming. So he obviously wants to work with me again, BT, because I wouldn't have worked with him again until the apology was made.
Well, I heard the emotion in your voice and it was very genuine.
Yep.
When it was played to you, you said, well, I'm getting emotional. Yep. It's about my brand.
Yep. Ruining it.
Yeah, ruining it.
And so he obviously
had an effect on my family. What administration job did he mean? Because I'm thinking about taking something else up at the moment. Can't work here anymore.
You don't laugh at your own jokes, but you laugh at Jimmy's jokes. You do laugh a lot on the rub.
Do I?
Yeah, but that's okay because you're excitable. Who writes all JB writes Billy stuff, doesn't he?
He's never written anything for me ever.
And that's
we'll just clear that up.
There you go.
What do you mean he writes Billy stuff?
Don't you know JB writes all Billy's material?
Billy couldn't write his name.
Fat Guts couldn't write
Hang
anything.
On. Is that right?
He can't, mate. No. Billy can't even spell, let alone write.
Bluey, it's true, isn't it, Boom Boom?
Nah, it's true. Anything funny? Anything funny?
Anything? That's all JB's material.
Jim's written it,
hey. And when you see Ferg, Callum Craig Ferguson, and Matthew Thompson.
No,
Tomo,
I won't be seeing him.
Mark Thompson.
Mark Tomo. What are you going to say to those two individuals who just piled on and thought it was funny taking cheap shots?
I won't be seeing them. No. And no one else will be, for that matter, because those heavy hitters that made people disappear as well.
Oh, my phone's ringing. It's Uncle Chris.
Concrete boots.
Is that the Finks? Yeah, get him now.
Oh, no, don't. Now, Chad, where was Chad from that won the 1,000? Salisbury.
He won earlier this week.
Yeah, which was a great day for the show.
Monday.
All right, so the phone lines are available, family. And now the quiz has just taken a bit of a turn. I've let Emma G the questions.
Why?
Now,
oh,
Emma
G's
always telling us about Jazz.
Is that how I talk,
it shouldn't be a sports quiz. It's got to be more general.
Now, it'll be school teacher questions, won't
it? I'm backing you in.
Okay, look.
All right, and it want to be entertaining, and I want to be good, G.
I'm not looking at the questions.
I think it's very fair. There are some sports questions, majority sport questions, but a few others thrown in.
It's your yes. Now, and I'll sit back and just listen and make sure that it's entertaining. Next Monday, the Rush Hour have a big announcement. So don't miss.
Really?
There's a big announcement coming.
All right, family. Mm-hmm. It could shock the foundations of Adelaide. No, I'm serious. We have a big announcement coming your way on Monday.
It will.
Rush Hour family.
What time are we announcing it?
Exactly. We'll work it out.
Because I'll make sure everyone gets down into bunkers and land
down.
That's the boy. Get to the job.
There we go.
Seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 minute.
All right, family. These questions are done by our ex-school teacher, Emma G. I thought I'd give her an opportunity. And we've got Lee from Brompton. God bless you, Ben. We've got Lee from Brompton on the show. G'day, Lee.
Good afternoon. How are you, Jazz?
Yeah, good, mate. To AFL team, please.
Essendon.
Lee sounds like he's switched on. Yeah. This is good, Lee.
What's your occupation there, Leroy?
Operations manager for a manufacturing company.
I like we got a smart one here.
Operations manager.
I wouldn't go that far.
All right, buddy. Now, 10 questions, 60 seconds. Say pass if you don't know. We'll come back to it if we've got time, eh? What are you doing, Greg?
I just cleared my throat a little bit, James.
And we'll always take your first answer.
Sure.
All right. Good luck, team. We all excited? Byrne, you ready to go?
I'm a bit nervous.
Byrne, no, I'm worried about Byrne. Byrne's face expression's worrying me at the minute.
Everything all right, Byrne?
I've got five.
Number one, Greg.
Who will the Adelaide Crows play this Saturday night at Adelaide Oval?
Brisbane.
The MCG is trialling the return of what at footy games?
Tinnies.
Which Aussie rocker was born James Dixon Swan?
Jimmy Barnes.
How many dimples does an average golf ball have? A, 136, B, 236, C, 336.
336.
What team owns the longest winning streak in NBA history?
Pass.
Which pub will the Rush Hour be broadcasting from live this Friday?
Pass.
Which female All-Australian and Dockers forward has just signed with the Power AFLW team?
Girl. Pass.
What date will the federal election take place?
21st of May.
This week, students all around the country are sitting NAPLAN tests. What does NAPLAN stand for?
Pass.
Jar says he is Sanguinian. Spell Sanguinian.
Oh, dear.
S-A-N-G-U-I-N-I-A-N.
Oh! Well done, well done.
That's unbelievable.
Well done, Leroy. All right, G. Very, very solid.
Good.
Tough
performance.
Questions, G.
They're really
unfair,
tough.
G.
These are the toughest ones
so
I've ever had.
That was brutal.
So unfair. A
lot of passes.
That's exactly how I felt after every mass test.
I was
unfair.
Exhausted. Yeah.
Well, the bloody teacher.
Absolutely burned.
Well, he did very well. Out. Let's have a listen. Let's how many go. You got?
One, two, three, four, five, six. Correct.
Great effort, Lee.
Thank you.
We're going to give you a $100 Faster Pasta voucher. All your favourites, all delicious, all in one place. Faster Pasta.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Take care, mate. Well done, buddy. Have a good weekend. All right, let's go to question four, please, Byrne. Question five, please, Greg.
Yeah, the longest winning streak in NBA history is with the LA Lakers.
Right. How many games, G?
I don't know.
Oh, gee, you've got to do your homework.
Come on, we need to know.
All right, number six, please, Byrne.
the pub we'll be at Friday is Marion.
The Marion. Yeah, the Marion Hotel.
Yeah.
All right, number six,
Pete,
please.
Jen Hurley.
Yes, seven, please, Greg.
Who's just signed with a power AFLW team? Gemma Horton.
Oh, good pickup. All right, number six.
Is it?
Yeah, she's a good player. She plays from the Adelaide Crows.
No, she's not.
Oh.
She's from the Dockers.
Oh, thank you
very
much.
Which is in the question.
And it's in the question. All-Australian. Let me read the question. Which female All-Australian and Dockers forward has just signed with the power?
Oh, apologies, Gemma. Number nine, please. No, number 10, please, Bernie.
Number nine, please.
Because you've got Sanguinian right now. Nat Plan, this is unfair.
How is that unfair?
It is, G. North American Pioneer
National Assessment Program Literacy and Numeracy.
Oh, that's tough.
Well,
that's
I knew it.
That's
when
a teacher.
Ticking down, that's a tough question.
That's a bit, I'd walk out.
Now, Emma G, our lovable Emma G, did the questions. I thought they were very good. 6 out of 10, old Leroy.
Well.
And then, obviously, I threw out the call, should Emma G stay on and do the questions or should Emma G be dismissed?
Mm.
Obviously, my words were a little bit mixed up.
Mm.
Now, the family have come flying in.
Yeah.
Should she stay or should she go doing the questions?
Yeah.
What's it like out there?
Well, no more questions from Emma G, thanks. Oh. That was just too cruel.
Oh, come on.
But then, yep, this is Danny. Yep, Dan. Keep Emma G
for
the questions. Like it.
Thanks, Dan.
One's complaining about the faster pass, the voucher wasn't as much as the other one another time, but they're very good friends of ours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A week back in the reserves for Emma G, thanks, Kurt.
Kurt.
I love that. Curdy boy.
Yeah,
no, good
time. All right, well, I'll give
keep
it a rest.
Keep going,
then.
G.
Yeah? All right. Now,
are you going to keep going, are you? And hello to little Harvey, too. Just got picked up from
Harvey
daycare.
Vince.
He's in the car.
Hello, Harv.
Here we go on nuts here.
Hello, Jazz.
Hello, Harv.
The Harvster. Hello, Jazz. Hello, Ebs. Hello, Jazz. This is Jazz.
Jazz is waiting for him to talk back.
This is Jazz.
He's a love.
He's in the car listening. Yes, he is.
Nice stuff, G. Now, just a quick shout out to your brother-in-law, who's officially retired from playing Australian rules football.
James Moss.
Mm. He's listening as we speak.
Is he?
Yeah, he's on the tractor with your dad.
Yeah.
And what a wonderful career, but a massive blow to the CMS Crows.
Yeah, well, they're going all right. I don't think they've lost
the
game.
They don't need him then.
Four and zip they are. Okay. So they're going okay. Yeah. But, no, he's a big loss. He kicked 12 straight in the grand final one year. And they won by about 15 points.
Wonderful career,
Will
Greg.
He play cricket? Keep playing cricket?
The word is no. He's going to be moved on because you're looking
We're all
at
getting
youth.
A bit old, actually.
Because both you and your brother-in-law failed and made a duck in the grand final where it counted. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, where were you in your grand final?
I want to keep... Okay, now you got some footy news about the Adelaide
Crows. You would have kicked what in a cricket grand final? Kicked what? The umpire?
I would have made 100.
Yeah, a bit of talk around selection in terms of the Adelaide Crows where their main session today. Now, because they split up into two teams, of course.
Yes.
So in the reserves, Lachie Gallant, Billy Frampton, Sean Berg, Braden Cook. So everyone's sort of thinking, ready between the lines, are they getting dropped?
Yeah.
But also in the reserves, Riley O'Brien. All right, so that opens the door, maybe, for Kieran Strawn. Is that, you mentioned that, I think, either this week.
No, in the bump with Byrne and Rue and Ditz, that I think it's time that they backed in young Strawn. He's got some very good technique, rucking technique, similar to Big Sean Wren.
Yep.
And I love that. He's a genuine tap ruckman.
Nice, soft
Nothing
hands.
Against Riley O'Brien. So, that's it, Byrne. Beautiful. So I think it's time. I think Riley O'Brien has been a warrior and he's been, he puts his heart on his sleeve.
You're putting a line through him.
But
career.
No, not at all. He'll come back. Don't worry. But I think it's time. The Nixie's got 13 weeks to reinvent the midfield group moving forward for me. Get some fresh faces in that midfield group. Get Keys out there. Get Crouch out. Get Laddie back down defence. And get some youth and something different in there. Mix it up.
So you'd have to give Strawny a bit of a run.
I'd give him 4 weeks. Let's see what he's got.
Yeah, let's not bring him in for 1 week. And if he has a quiet day, shoot him out again. Give him a month. Give
Brody,
him more.
Yeah, Brody Smith and McHenry will obviously be available.
Yep.
And if Nixie's listening, I don't think he is. My godson James Rowe has to play. Start him in the 18. Anyway,
if you drop the my godson thing, before
that's what Marion said.
He might throw it in.
Marion said that.
Just say James Rowe has to play.
James Rowe has to play. Now
that's better. He might be in now.
You got some AFL. They've released a full free agents list there for 2022. Bim bim.
Yes, they have, and some big names. I wasn't aware of some of these names are coming out. So some of these are the restricted free agents. So the ones in the top echelon: Collingwood's Jordan De Goey. at the end of this year. Alex Pearce from Fremantle, who are having a super year.
He's
if you haven't seen any Fremantle games, which they do sneak under the radar a bit, he is on fire. James Sicily is a star at Hawthorn. Angus Brayshaw.
He's the one.
He's going to demand some currency too. So, and it's going to be tough. They've got to sign Luke Jackson at Melbourne and all the other stars coming through. So that's the problem. You know, premiership teams have. They've got to fit everyone in. Kane Lambert from Richmond as well, a good player. Buddy comes out, but he's not going anywhere. Collingwood, Jamie Elliott is one, Jars. So he's, if his body's right, he is a star.
He's a good player, isn't he?
That player. So, forward.
But is it ever right?
Well, no, it's not because really he's out injured at the moment, just about to come back. So, well, you take your risk, I suppose, with that. Hawthorn, is there a spot for Jack Gunston in another team, Jars?
You know, if I was David Noble, I'd be ringing him straight away.
Yeah, but he wouldn't. He's not going to go to a North Melbourne.
But why not?
Because
help
he wants
to rebuild.
No, but he'll help Hawthorn rebuild if he stays there. The only reason I said that is because potentially he could go to a team knocking down the door,
like a Carlton.
Carlton as the third tall behind the others, Mackay.
He's still got currency
and Silvani. So he's. I think he still adds a lot of value to a premiership hunting team.
Good call,
while we're on Melbourne, we were just before Jaden Hunt, he's locked his spot in this year, but he's been in and out before that. So and he's got some serious speed, serious wheels.
Yeah, like
let's get on to Port Adelaide. Carl Amon is the one of note. Oh. So.
I don't think he's sticking around.
He's unrestricted.
Around. I don't think
so. He can walk. Yep. He can walk.
He'll go back home next year.
Yeah. So you reckon he's gone?
I think so.
Gone?
Yeah. I think he's out of here. Yep. Absolutely.
Jeez. St Kilda that keeps coming up.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But he'll go back to Melbourne.
Yeah. You reckon? Mm. Okay.
Anyone else?
Sydney. Jake Lloyd. I like. He uses the footy really well. I don't know why you'd leave Sydney if you're Jake Lloyd because they've got a good young side coming through and potentially, we'll play finals this year. Yep. And just to finish off the Bulldogs, Bailey Dale. This is a tough. Bailey Dale, Caleb Daniel and Tom Liberatore, all unrestricted free agents. Ooh. So they can walk to any club. Ooh. Caleb Daniel, South Australian.
Can you just touch on Geelong as well because they've got some big names coming out of contract as well?
They do. So they got Tom Hawkins, Joel Selwood, and Isaac Smith, but you know they're at the end of their careers, and I don't think they'd leave Geelong because they're in that window, aren't they? So, and Adelaide, we sort of skipped over them, just the Texan, but he's not going anywhere, is he? Well, he might if they don't offer him something.
I know I slap on about it all the time, but we are so lucky, to live in the best place. Do you agree?
Does everyone agree? No, I agree.
Look at that beautiful sunset.
Oh, we're on the 13th floor here in...
No, I'd love to live in the Alice Springs. It'd be great.
But you do say it five times a week.
Because I love this. This is
I love
this place.
We
should be very privileged lucky.
Are we biased?
Oh, absolutely. Hey, big announcement coming Monday from Rush Hour team. It's going to be huge. Now, already... Nosy Parkers around the building want to know what the big announcement is. And then we're not going to say.
No, we're not saying.
But it's coming on Monday. And we've got a boss called Matty O'Reilly who's never here.
Yeah.
He's probably getting his spray
what
tan
done. What does he look like, actually?
Oh, I don't know.
I saw a few people today. I wondered whether one of them was him.
Well, he's been nosing around.
Yeah. Oh, was he here today?
What are they going to talk about? What are they doing? I said, well, none of your business, Matty. But we'll drop it Monday, family. It's a big announcement. It's going to be huge. All right. Now, Greg, some news that coming in around the world.
Yeah. Tom Brady, how's he travelling? So that the greatest ever quarterback NFL has earned millions and millions of dollars. Well, he signed on.
Married to?
Giselle.
Who's your favourite.
Well, one of my favourites.
You've got a lot of favourites.
You have, haven't you?
A lot of favourites.
You have got a lot of favourites.
He's got some issues, I think, Bluey.
The love of your life is Catherine.
Well, my favourite's Catherine.
Oh, but just stop talking. You're digging yourself into a hole.
But
Tommy Brady.
What's he got?
Has just signed. So once he finishes his career, he's going to be a broadcaster with Fox Sports, and he signed on for 10 years for $540 million.
What?
Oh, wow. Get out.
So that's just blown everything else away, right? All the other broadcasters that have come out of retirement.
So usually when people come to the end of their career, what have you planned for life after footy, mate?
Have you studied?
I've got a couple of options. I've got a $540 million deal. Not sure where I'll go with that, but
so just
10 years.
The lazy $54 million a year. Now, also in a bit of cricket news, so the test job up for England, to coach, they call it manager, they reckon it Brendan McCullum is going to be announced in the next couple of days. So that is
England
really
coach.
The test team. So if you had said to me, maybe ODI coach or T20 coach.
But not Red Bull?
No, so that's really
surprising.
Where's
Justin Langer at the moment?
No, he's out of the running apparently.
He's in Perth.
And the other news is Chris Lynn has been given the... from the Brisbane Heat.
The Tijuana.
So he's looking for a new Big Bash team.
Would we look at him? Or?
Oh, I would have thought so.
Do that whistle. You couldn't whistle then, could you?
Well, no, I just went...
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Well, I thought you were talking to me. Sorry. Now, I just need to speak to you and the family about something, because the other day we were talking... Well, we're complaining to each other, Blue, weren't we?
Bad
getting
backs.
Out of bed, we're aching, the back, we can't stand up straight for the first 20 minutes. We've got to stretch and we can't pick the kids up. And something, that was fine, the conversation, but then something sort of twigged my brain when Bluey said, oh, it's just, you know, my back. And then I go down and I'm emptying the dishwasher and my back. So I said, oh, yeah, you emptied the dishwasher. Well, that's one of my jobs. I've got all these jobs. And I was like, hang on.
Hissy fit.
Hang on. So you've got a list of jobs. Catherine writes a list of jobs for Bluey that he has to do daily.
Well, it's an unwritten list.
So you, but you
the
know
things
what
that I'm expected.
So what are
to
some
do?
Of the things on this list?
Oh, how long have we got? Honestly, we got an hour to go.
You're never home.
You don't
you
have
play
a
goal all the
dishwasher,
time.
Which is like it's dangerous.
Yeah, it is dangerous. There's sharp knives in there.
If I bend.
There's glassware.
I don't know what's happening, Joe.
Because you're playing too much golf.
Yeah, I've got to actually bend my knees and go down and get the...
What are you doing?
What else?
So this is when I first... So dishwashers first. Yeah. Feed the dog. I've got to feed the dog.
That's not a job. That's a privilege. That's like feeding one of your little children, your babies.
It's getting a bit chilly
that's
now.
That's not a job.
So
it's getting too cold to feed his dog.
I read with Sam because he has to read a book.
That's not a job.
That's one of my jobs.
That's parenting.
Do you have to babysit as well?
Pack their bags. So I've got to put the lunches.
I don't like that.
Also parenting.
Drinks. I've got to take the kids to school.
That's a job.
I've got to do the school run. Walk the dog. I do all the gardening. Do all the gardening. All right.
You're so manly.
Got to take the bins out. I do the vacuuming. Up until recently, I've had to clean the shower. Scrub the.
You had to get all your hair that's falling out.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
I've got Elmac onto it now.
With your little gloves on, you're going to protect your little hands.
Is that just the start? I don't want to bore everyone.
Is that because when you have a shower, all the hair that falls off your body plugs the drain?
What about you, Byrne? You don't have a list. You just get out there and do it.
No, well, the things I was expecting to be like a list of jobs that you're out of the ordinary, but I do them anyway.
We do that, yeah.
Mow the lawns and mow the lawn. Read the book to the kids.
Add something to that you do that
mate,
I don't do.
I do my windows inside and out.
Take the bins out?
I do everything.
I've got the bins. I have to do
you
that.
Didn't mention that, did you?
Yes, I did.
I clean my dog's blankets and give him fresh water, but that's not a job.
Clean the pool?
Well, why are you mentioning
the pool?
It then?
Well, because that's what I love doing.
No, I do the pool. Yeah.
Mm. No, we've you got get your pool
we actually
boy
have
that.
got a guy that comes out.
Just
to make sure. 1-3-3-5-3.
What's
I want
your
you to
job?
Ring up, husbands out there, do you have a list and what is the strangest thing on your list? And there's a big prize, G.
Is there?
Yeah, there will be.
So there's a big announcement coming.
Are you going to go into Blueys and clean his
shower?
1-3-3-5-3. We're just talking. Well, Bluey has a list of jobs he has to do at home, and we found it quite
bizarre.
They're
not really jobs.
It's a long list.
Most of the jobs are things.
Just parenting.
Just parenting. Good call, Jars.
Well,
it's
G's call.
Yeah, just general looking after your children.
Stole her idea. But you had a bit of a funny story.
Well,
a lot of texts coming through. We've got some callers waiting.
Yeah, this is a job that I did about 2 or 3 years ago. We got a big electronic gate out the back. So every now and then I've got to service it. Because it's on the rails when it just opens and shuts. And I was painting it on this particular day and I was cleaning it, servicing it. So then I had the remote in my hand and I just flicked it just to make sure. So I was on the edge of the little gate panel there just to make sure that the rails had been done. And Marion was calling me out and I was going, yes, love, yes. I'd forgotten to stop the gate. And then the remote fell out of my hand. And the thing just jammed into my guts. I couldn't move. I nearly choked. I said,
"What?" So you're jammed up against
in between the electronic gate.
Oh, in between.
Hang on, so So does it, is it a...
And I was suffocating. Oh, I couldn't get the little remote because I dropped it. So I couldn't bend. You know, and the gate was trying to close.
So if Maz wasn't home, you could still be there.
I was gone. Yeah, I would have been still there. But anyway, that is a job, a dangerous job. But Maz, don't talk to me when I'm doing the job because I got distracted.
Can I just ask?
And then he broke all my ribs.
How do you know what you're doing with you're servicing your own gate, like
yes,
an
I
electronic
am.
Gate.
Yes,
how do you, so you, how do you know what you're doing?
Because I know exactly what I'm doing.
Poof, jamming you in the black slot. Hey, a few texts coming through here too. Yeah. This is Brett. Come on, Bluey. When you say you have to do these jobs, you really mean you have to open your wallet and pay people to do them? He's all over you. Brett is owning you,
good
Bluey,
on you,
and he's spot on too.
Who else, Ben?
Jordan from Gawler. My job at home is to stay well and truly out of the way so I don't stuff anything up. This sounds like me. Goes real well and keeps the missus very happy.
Yes.
So that's very good.
Yeah, right.
But let's go to the phones. 133353. Right, hang on, G. This guy's got an opener.
He does.
We love this man at Triple M.
He's
the everyday bloke.
What did you think of the election? Did you vote?
I didn't have time because I'd play cricket.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get a $100 fine, obviously.
Doing everyday things.
Told me Skipper, because he's a gardener.
Yeah.
I said, you have a bit of lush lawn at your house where I want to sleep.
Right now on the Rush Hour, it's old mate Mick.
We love Mick.
Mick. UFO
G'day, Mick.
He's
How
with
are
us.
You, buddy?
How are we, lads?
We've missed you, mate. Now, have you seen any UFOs of late? Because it's been a beautiful night.
Clear.
Last week, me and my mate were going to go out and have a few beers, but we ended up drinking too much and didn't go out. But
what's that got to do with the UFOs?
You've got to be careful, Mick. Look after yourself.
Yeah,
we're going to go out and look at the sky.
Oh, right. Nice. You're going to go UFO.
Well, beautiful. If you look out now, beautiful sunset there, UFO Mick. Now, we're talking jobs around the house that your missus might or your housemate might set you up for. What jobs or kind of jobs do you have around the house?
Well, it's funny you say that, eh? Because, you know, this morning I had a bit of a big one last night and I woke up to my missus screaming her head off at me. You got one job to put the bins out and you didn't put them out. And
no, Wednesday morning,
what
Mick.
Job?
Yeah, Wednesday morning, but I'm blue. Yeah.
What are you going to do with the rubbish now, Mick? Because you missed the rubbish truck. Where are you going to take him somewhere?
I've got a neighbour across the road. I'll borrow his bin for the week.
You can't dump it in there, Mick. You'll get caught. Yeah, hey, if you're going to do that, make sure you do it at night so you don't get caught.
Yeah. Can I say something too, lads?
Yeah. A
couple nights ago, my mate Chad was on there. And he won $1,000.
Yeah, Chad
from Salisbury.
Yeah, he did.
You played cricket with him?
Yeah, Chad Woods, right? He played in the grand final with me, right?
Yeah.
And you know how I said that fella was tonking him and I went in and I got him out second ball?
Yeah.
And then 10 minutes later, we won the grand final. He actually took the winning wicket.
Oh, he's having
so
a lucky
he's a
year.
Star.
Brilliant.
Yeah, he's a star. He's a good bloke too. Mm.
What about any other jobs around the house? Do you does your missus make you make the
do you
bed?
Paint
do you
the house?
Do the washing, the dishes?
I can cook.
Yeah.
I can cook.
What's your best dish?
Yeah.
I cooked a big roast chicken last night. You know, Jamie Oliver style. I put the lemon up the
clacker.
Who do you cook like?
UFO Mick, who do you cook like?
Jamie Oliver.
See
thanks,
you, Mick.
Love you,
chatting,
you're
mate.
A star, Mick.
See you, buddy.
Go easy tonight.
Bye,
put the bins out.
Get the bins. Emma G's our former school teacher. School teacher and a wonderful teacher. And you still go out there and talk to the young lasses around the schools?
I do.
You motivate them.
I run workshops. And this year I'm actually a NAPLAN marker as well.
We're so proud of you. And
what does that stand for, Jazz?
Oh, numeracy, whatever it's called. But the NAPLAN test is on this week.
Yeah,
so all the kiddies are out there.
That's right.
Right, because we've got to see where they're at with their education, don't we?
Now, what years? Do you know?
3, 5, 7, and 9.
Right. Okay.
Sit it. Yeah.
So our little G wants to test us chaps.
Well, I thought it might be a bit of fun to
with
see.
With year 9.
with the year three. I've started. Wow. All right. So yep. I want to play a little game of Are You Smarter Than a Third Grader?
Okay.
How do you do this?
I've just taken a few questions from the year three literacy and the year three numeracy tests.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Obviously not this year's test because they can't give away those.
Yes.
But yep. I want to see how you guys go. All right.
Okay. Go, G.
Just get into school mode.
Do I have to put my hand up if I
Where's
know?
Where's my lunchbox?
Okay.
Can I have an apple, miss?
Here we go.
This is so annoying to
Can
teach.
I play on this? Can I go to the playground?
Which word in this sentence describes how the snake slithered? The scaly snake slithered quickly across the hot sand.
Quickly.
Yes.
Quickly.
Well done, Greg. Which word in this sentence is a noun?
Oh. Playground?
Uh-oh.
Why do you know the answers? Do you have them in front of you?
Playground.
You don't even.
He's Googled. He's cheating.
The only person that said playground was me. I asked if I could go to the playground.
Did you? How do you have the answers?
I don't have anything.
Only one with the questions.
No, but I don't.
The question is, what is the noun in this sentence? The playground is noisy. And yes, you're right.
Well, that's it. But you burned.
You cheated. You cheated.
So how do you?
No, I didn't. Nah, okay. He was looking at his phone.
Last English question. Which word or words complete this sentence correctly? We would have come, but the road was closed. We would have come, but the road was closed. We did not come, but the road was closed.
We would have.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
What would you say, Jazz?
Well, would have.
Well done. Mm. 3 for 3 for the English.
All of us or just that one?
Well, cheated. You're out.
I'm not out.
You cheated. You answered the question before the question been read.
Oh, this is good.
Playground was going to be
I don't even know. Yeah, that's just dodgy.
Is it lunchtime yet?
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Yes, it's lunchtime.
Back for maths.
Yes.
Back for maths.
Oh, no. Yes, numbers, Jars.
All right, you did well in English. I'm surprised. So far you are as smart as a third grader. Okay, first maths question. A team of 5 players scores a total of 45 points in a game of basketball. Each player scores the same number of points. How many points does each player
score? Ask Jazz.
Jazz?
Oh, jeez. Can I be honest with you? I actually didn't listen to that question.
You tuned out,
so I'm out.
You?
I'm out. Burn?
I've got 9.
Well done, Burn. Good.
You're good with numbers, Burn. What about you, Greg?
You always say that when I say something.
9 5s are 45, Jazz.
Well done. Mm.
You got to listen
Question
together.
Two.
Sorry, I'm on now.
Bill, Sue and Mark share a bag of apples. Bill and Sue each get 1/6 of the apples in the bag.
Oh, dear.
What fraction of the bag of apples is left for Mark?
Jazz, what's left? This is Jazz's question.
4?
4/6. He's right, guys. 4/6. Why are you two laughing?
Because he didn't say the fraction. He just
said
4.
I said 4.
You're cheating. For what?
No, you're cheating.
4.
Jake.
He can't possibly be cheating.
I can't cheat. I haven't seen
the answer. I'm the only one with a question.
He didn't know what a fraction was.
This is a very frustrating classroom.
That was a big guess.
4 is not a fraction.
4/6. I paid it. But okay, very last
what's
question.
What's the score, please, miss?
I don't know. It's not a competition.
We're going at 100%.
It's just a test.
No, we're not.
As a team, we're 100%.
Well,
Jars has cheated. He's
black
mark next
to his name. You can go straight to the headmaster's office.
Bill and Sue each got 1/6 of the apples. What was left for Mark?
I said 4.
That's 6.
4/6.
Correct. Or 2/3 would have been accepted.
I'm not accepting that.
Last question. Before each car ride, Lena and Bess flip a fare coin to see which seat they'll sit in. Lena always calls tails. She won the last 3 times. Oh. Which of the following is true for the next flip? Lena is most likely to win. Bess is most likely to win. Both are equally likely to win.
Oh, I know it. Jazz? Jazz? What do you reckon it's going to be?
No, well, you go first.
No, I want you to go first and then we'll answer.
I can't repeat it. It's
too long.
Well, is it heads or tails, basically?
Yeah.
Mm. Equally?
Yes.
Yes! Well done. You pass your 3.
Yeah.
Get around the kids.
It wasn't like it was a...
You each didn't toss us 50.
Yeah, you did better than I expected.
I don't think you're flying to Mars tomorrow.
So we passed year three.
Yeah, but
we're on four.
Maybe tomorrow we try year five.
Let's do a maths test and you've got an hour.
I don't think you'll be
seized under pressure.
I don't think you'll be flying any rockets any time soon.
The Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz presents AFL Newsbreaker.
What up, JC?
Jay Clark.
Good on you, Jay. Welcome to the Rush Hour on a beautiful Wednesday. Let's get straight into it. Well, the North Melbourne little superstar, Jason Horne-Francis, has put contract talks on hold. Will he come back to Adelaide Crows?
He's firmly under the microscope at the moment, Jazz, and it's fair to say the whole North Melbourne Football Club is on notice, really, after David Noble's put up his hand today. Fallen on his sword, but certainly apologising for being too harsh with the players.
Why does he need to apologise? Hang on, why does he need to apologise?
Well, he's upset them, obviously.
Tough enough
for mug's sake, is that what
apologies,
you mean?
Apologies, yeah, just toughen up, honestly.
Yeah, but it's all about relationships. And the thing is, like, who's the most important quantity or entity at North Melbourne? Is it David Noble or Jason Horne-Francis? The number one pick is going to be the face of this absolute rebuild. He is almost the most important quality at North Melbourne. And if there is any danger of him being upset or unhappy or, frustrated with his environment, then the whole North Melbourne Football Club needs to review and reassess what it's doing, because as we've seen at Brisbane with Chris Fagan nurturing the young players, and at Melbourne under Simon Goodwin, you know, that relationship and camaraderie, etc., is really special and really important. North Melbourne getting belted every week, and it really does put a huge focus on the development prospects of all the players and the whole club. So Jason Horne-Francis, we know that the Crows absolutely up to their necks in this bloke. To think that they offered three first-round picks to try and get their hands on this South Adelaide star, I mean, it's just going to be a constant watch. And I think all North Melbourne fans in Melbourne right now are feeling really, really nervous about the prospect that this kid go home. There's a lot of water to flow under the bridge, but I reckon it's almost North Melbourne selling themselves to the player that they are the right spot for him. And it's different when you're the number one pick, obviously, but it's a tough time for the fans who know how important he is. Lee Montagna at the weekend said by the end of the season, Jason Horne-Francis will be North Melbourne's best player. Ooh. That's how high he rates him.
Yeah, I reckon he won't be far off.
Hey, Jay, the Western Bulldogs are getting exploited down back. They need some key tools. Where are they going to get him from?
They're very busily scouring the trade market for something. I'm going to give you a couple of names here, Bern. So they're ranked 18th for defensive one-on-one contest, conceded 39 goals to key defenders. That is an absolute mountain. Griffin Logue at Fremantle has been in and out of the team. He clearly tops the list. Now, Brisbane free agent Daniel McStay plays as a forward up there in Queensland, has played time as a defender and could equally fill a very important void. But the one that I want to ask you about, and there's a bit of chatter about this bloke over in Melbourne at the moment, is Fisher Mackesy. So the young Crow, what is he, third year, pick six, hasn't really got a look in, hasn't really set the world on fire, 197 centimetres. Do we feel like he's going to establish himself, or is he running out of time? Is he someone that the Bulldogs could be looking as a pick six, a highly talented pick six? Yep. What's the noise over in Adelaide about him?
Well, he can't get a game, and he's going okay, not setting the world on
he's
fire.
He's on the nose, mate.
At Sandful level. So he's very gettable, Jay.
Absolutely. And he wants to go home.
Is that right, Jas?
Yeah. Fair dinkum. Yeah. He hasn't enjoyed his time here. He's miserable, to be honest with you.
He's had some setbacks, family setbacks.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's struggled with, and he's a bit homesick,
Jay. But he's
Jay.
Not coping. He's
I'll
not
be making coping. The phone call if I was
absolutely.
The Bulldogs.
Yeah.
197 centimetres of pick six. I know he hasn't probably set the world on fire, as you say, in his third year. Contracted for one more year. You know the Bulldogs are after someone, and they can't necessarily pay big money either, because they've got to try and re-sign Bailey Smith, Bailey Dale, Caleb Daniel, Tim English.
Yeah.
So there's a salary cap squeeze on Josh Dunkley as well. So I don't know where they got the huge dollars to afford one of the biggest names.
Hey, Jay-Z, I want to ask you about Paddy Cripps, favourite for the Brownlow at the moment. Look, banged up for the last couple of seasons. What's he done to get himself in this good a nick?
Been unbelievable. He's producing Dustin Martin-type numbers. So Lee Matthews said that Dustin Martin's 2017 season was the best he's ever seen. You look at the numbers, Paddy Cripps has higher goal scoring rate, 30 possessions, slightly more clearances, score involvement's about the same. They're dusty numbers. It's been absolutely unbelievable. He's been at the absolute heart of that rejuvenation from Carlton. I think he's been one of the feel-good stories of the year. And as you say, favourite for the Brownlow medal, what would you be on 16 or 17 votes already?
Yeah, absolutely flying. Hey, shot comeback this week. Collingwood small forward, is that right?
Peter Dacos. Oh,
Jamie Elliott was meant to be another month away. He trained today and the coach, Craig McRae, said next week he's looking to emerge back into senior calculation. So not this week, but next week they play the Bulldogs on Friday night. The next week against Fremantle, we could see Elliott make a comeback. Jakey Ginnivan, the man everyone is talking about, he missed training today. He's sick, as well as Bo McCreary. So that flu, which has been going around everywhere, knocked Marcus Bontempelli for six last week, a heap of the Pies, Jordan DeGoey the week before. It is currently claimed that more Magpies. That means they might go in a little bit underdone or not 100% for that Bulldogs match if they play, Burn.
Great stuff, Jay. Speak again next week, mate. Have a good weekend.
Good on you, fellas.
Jay Clark there from Triple M. This is your deadly rush hour.
5:35 as you head home around Adelaide's Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz. We're with you until 6 o'clock. You can get in touch with the guys anytime on the Automasters text line too, 0488 51047.
Yep, got a text message, a lot coming through about the jobs. Very texty rather than cally today.
Because Greg whinged about the jobs that he has to do at the household. Yes, well, you did.
You said that's one of my jobs on my list.
Yeah. What are they saying?
Well, there's one here from James.
James who?
James, I'm not going to say his last name, just James.
From Morfitt Vale.
Yeah. From Morfitt Vale.
Jimmy.
Jars's favourite job is cleaning all of Darren's trophies.
Oh. No, I'm getting tired of this. I'm really getting tired of this. No, it's not brilliant.
You're witty.
Jarman the horse early in the week. That's the third, fourth whack I've had. You know, have you seen the trophy cabinet down at my establishment? Well, no, I don't think you have, Jimmy.
No.
And who taught Darren how to play? I'm fed up.
Hey, you even sent us a photo of a bottle of red wine in front of your trophies.
Yeah.
And we didn't even notice your trophy.
Oh, you know what?
We picked up the red.
Next on Triple M's Rush Hour,
no,
we'll catch up with AFL newsbreaker Jay-Z.
Just.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
A much loved segment.
I never know how you're going to come out.
I love this segment. Hey. And your mate Cozzy, who goes at Freddie Canetto's,
loves it.
Best coffee shop
in town. Waits in the car for this segment
His
to finish.
His wife is fed up with him because of this segment.
Yeah.
A lot of
Greg,
he does love chewing. It, doesn't he?
Greg, stop you can't chewing chew into the studio, Greg.
I'm chewing the fat.
I chew. Well, all right, Jay's got a bit going around if you want any more. Hey, May 11 today, a couple of birthdays to start us. Salvador Dali.
Who?
What's he famous for? <I don't know. laughs> He's a Spanish artist. Salvador Dali.
He'd be in a net playing test.
I just like the name. I wanted to say that.
Salvo.
Salvo. Or Dahls.
Right.
Hey, 1958, yes. One close to us. Yes, Phil Smyth's birthday today.
Oh, the general.
Birthday.
He listens to the show.
Does
he loves the show, and he's a very dear friend.
Well,
he should be coaching the 36ers.
He had a fearsome comb over at one stage, didn't he?
Comb over the centuries.
Happy birthday, August. I'll text him right now.
1967,
yes.
Another one that's pretty close to us. The great, or as he calls himself, the great James Brayshaw. Happy birthday today.
Yeah,
he's seen as the perfect commentator, the perfect caller, isn't he? That's what everyone thinks.
Yeah.
Well, he's made a few mistakes along the way, and, well, gas is pretty easy to say. Nope.
Warranties of 10 years now up to 12 years. Massive range of grass, electricity, solar.
Grass. Just slipped an R in there.
Grass. No wonder Reem Fat.
He's good at websites, though.
Hey, Damo, great chatting to you. DamienChristoff.com.
Oh, no.
Do that again.
What are you thinking, Jim?
Good thing we're pre-recorded.
No, we're going with that.
And in basketball, the shot clock.
Yes.
That is interesting, isn't it?
The shot clock. I'm going to have another go. The shot clock, Chief, should it remain?
Oh, Jim. Bluey made me play them too, Jim.
How would you rate him as a cricketer at the Redbacks? Because he batted at five.
he had the easiest job in the side.
Yeah.
So he's coming in after, well, Siddons and Lehman and,
well,
me.
Yeah.
Was he scared?
He was a scared number five, wasn't he? Yes or no?
A terrible fielder. I will throw that in.
Hey, just on this day, no agility. 1995, yes, Bern. The Sega Saturn console was released. Remember this sound?
Yes.
Sega. You remember that? Bluey, you do, surely. Hey, also on this day, yes, in 1984, The Swing by INXS was number one in Adelaide. It's the swing
like a pendulum. We love INXS at
and today is the anniversary of the death of Bob Marley. So let's hear some Bob Marley to see us out.
I love Bob Marley. Soldier,
you got a money, man.
Yeah, man. Buffalo Soldier.